Clinically, vitamin B12 deficiency presents with the general features like fatigue, weakness, and apathy, because obviously the metabolic processes will be impaired and hence it will reduce these general features. Hematological features include megaloblastic anemia with hypersegmented neutrophils, and in the mucocutaneous features present with a Hunter's glossitis, angular stomatitis, and chelitis, just like the other B-complex vitamins. Besides this, it also produces localized or generalized hair depigmentation and mucocutaneous hyperpigmentation, just like folic acid. So how are we going to differentiate it? We are going to differentiate it from folic acid deficiency by the presence of neurological features, in which we have subacute combined degeneration of the dorsal and the lateral spinal cord column, which will result in generalized weakness, ataxia, paresthesia, and symmetrical loss of vibration and proprioception. If these patients are left untreated, then they can develop complications like spasticity, paraplegia, and incontinence. So it is important to identify the disorder and treat it in the early stages. If we are not sure, we can go for specific investigation to check the levels. And whenever we do the supplementation, we are going to supplement both the folic acid and B12 altogether. In the differential diagnosis, is closest TT is folate deficiency due to the similarity in the presentation. The disease prognosis is good if it is detected and treated early in the course of the disease. Once the neurological manifestations have been developed, then it because the neurological manifestations are usually irreversible. Moreover, if acquired pernicious anemia is present and the patient is not treated early, it can lead to the development of gastric cancer.